Good evening. Now it's official. We are just thrilled. What a great audience. This is going to be a remarkable evening, and I can't even tell you all of the surprises we have in store for you. But you are going to be just thrilled with the program tonight. We got to listen to some of the rehearsal last night, got word on some other things. It's going to be just a lot of fun. And I want to start off by just thanking those who make it possible. Of course, the buildings here at California Plaza are a very important part of the package. But tonight we want to give some special thanks to some dual members of Grand Performances. Lisa Feintech, our board member Mark Fleischer, our board chair Jan Derringer and her husband Mitch Fogelman, and Kip Sturgeon and Carl Kolach. I'd like to ask you all to give those donors a big hand for their support to make this possible. Tonight is Songs in the Key of L.A., and it's because the public library has an incredible collection of sheet music covering the decades. And among them are some of the songs that we're going to be hearing tonight. And when we heard about this book, and when we heard about Dr. Booth's work to edit a book that is going to be celebrating all of this wonderful music from the collection at the public library, this is an opportunity for Grand Performances to commission works, new arrangements from Ozo Mocky, and ask them to help bring some of their friends to our stage. So we're just thrilled that they have consented to do that in the grown audience like you all here tonight. We want to thank Sony, we want to thank U.S. Bank, we want to thank the L.A. County Arts Commission for their support as well. We want to thank KPCC and the Downtown News, our media sponsors, and we'll be coming back to all of you during the intermission break to ask you to be donors as well, because some of you can afford to support us, some can't, but those who can, we're going to ask to be donors as well. You can even do it now by texting the word GRAND to 20222. And that starts the process to get a $10 donation coming through the Grand Performance. You'll get a text message asking if you really want to make that donation. Yes, and then you'll see it on your phone bill. Don't forget, you can pick up our brochures. This is just the first weekend of the August program that we've got. Some interesting work coming up. Tomorrow night, we've got Palenque Soul Tribe and Nova Lima. Next week, on Friday night, we've got a modern dance company coming in from Tijuana called Lux Boreal. And then on Saturday night, we've got the Los Angeles Cantonese Opera Orchestra sharing the stage with the El Gusto Orchestra, musicians from North Africa. So it's going to be a very, very interesting evening. And then on Sunday, for the younger set, at 3 o'clock at 4:30, we've got Sock Puppet Sitcom Theater doing Cinderella. So we hope you'll all be here for that. Now, while you're here, we'd love to ask you to share your evening on social media. So for a live Twitter feed on tonight's set list, strong facts and backstage photos, you can follow us on at Grand Purse on Twitter at Grand Purse. That's GRANDPURS. And if you want to send something by influence, some photos on Instagram, you can tag myself with a hashtag. But you have to first go to at Grand Purse again, and then use the hashtag. Hashtag Grand Performances. Quick request, please, those of you who knew, no smoking in the seating areas. Please, no videoing of the performance. Probably a good time to turn your telephones on to the silent mode and get a point testing. Sometimes it gets a little annoying to people around you. So, it is now with great pleasure that we are going to bring you Act 1 of Songs in the Key of L.A. You're going to get the context of all of this set for you by the editor of the book that is just been published by Angeles Press, Josh Kuhn. But we're going to first welcome to the stage, and please give him a big welcome, Ozo Mocky.
Thank you.
everybody doing tonight, Los Angeles, California? Thank you for joining us on this very, very, very special night. Tonight we are celebrating the long arc of the history of songs that have been sung and written in the key of Los Angeles. What you're going to be hearing and seeing tonight are some very rare songs, songs that have been reinterpreted from the sheet music collection of our very own Los Angeles Public Library. How many of you have library cards? All right. You got the books overdue? A couple. Yeah, three, master. Two, three, yeah. You're gonna be hearing songs that come from this collection that spans the 1840s all the way up through the 1960s. We are here tonight because of the great work of the LA Public Library, the great work of the Library Foundation of Los Angeles. We actually have the city librarian, John Szabo, in the house tonight. Give it up for LA's own city librarian, who might do some swimming, I hear. He might swim a little later tonight. It's gonna be good. But the whole point of this collection, we've got a book that Angel City Press put, that they published earlier this summer, you can get after the show or at intermission to support the library. We've got new recordings. We've got an exhibition at the Central Library, all kinds of incredible projects. This is the big finale, the big culmination. The whole goal is how do we take these songs and bring them back to life in new ways. So thankfully, Ozo Motley was willing to ride with me on this project and figure out ways to reinterpret these songs. But we also wanted to bring along a new friend. And I hope you can welcome to the stage the man who's helped us arrange and rearrange some of these classic songs of Los Angeles. Give it up for Rob Gonzalez, everybody. There he is. So what we want to do is actually start tonight with a song that you might know, might be somewhat familiar. This one was written by the great African-American songwriter and publisher originally from Louisiana who came out to L.A., Leon René. Incredibly influential, one of the first publishers, major publishers in Los Angeles. And this is a tune that he wrote in 1939 that you might know, and it's called When the Swallows Come Back, to Capistrano, Ozo style.
That's the day I'm started noticing a trend in early LA and Southern California songs, and one of the kind of genres of songs that started to emerge is what we started thinking of as sunshine and oranges songs. It was like song after song, it was just about LA sunshine. Because that's what we have, obviously, tonight. We had sunshine songs, glorious Southern California songs, songs with oranges on the cover, where you can actually get inside the orange. On the cover of Home in Pasadena, you had Al Jolson next to oranges above a mission. This is like California mythology on steroids on a lot of these covers. And they all have the same message. Come to California, where the sun is shining, where there's oranges and poppies and roses, where if you're sick, you will be healed, and where you can live forever under the sun. But all you had to do to get here was first to make your mind up, to wind up, in sunny California. Finding all these old sheet music songs, learning how many songs in the early 1900s were actually published right here in LA and actually published pretty much where we're seated, right here in downtown Los Angeles, the hub of the early music culture and music industry of Los Angeles. But right now we're moving into a little bit of different territory as we move through some of the songs in the key of Los Angeles. This is one that was published in Los Angeles, but is actually about the San Joaquin Valley. Anybody here tonight from the San Joaquin, long storied history important history of labor and identity and culture in the San Joaquin, big part of the early way of Southern California and its music culture with imagining the rest of the state. And to hear this tribute to the Valley of the San Joaquin, this one from 1904, when there were actually two songs written about the San Joaquin Valley. There was In the Valley of the Sunny San Joaquin, and In the Valley of the San Joaquin. So this is the less sunny one, but I think it's still pretty sunny. What you'll check out in this song, I think you'll like, watch for all of the natural references. I mentioned oranges and roses already, sunshine. This one has sunshine, orange groves, corn, quail, roses, sun, and nostalgia dripping in every single vine. It's a song about missing home. It was written by J.J. Cook and S.A. Nichols. And as part of the project, we not only asked those Motley, but we asked a number of bands in Los Angeles to mess around with these songs and go into Bedrock Recording Studios in Echo Park, who graciously donated time for these artists to come in and rethink these songs. And one of the bands who was part of the project are these fine gentlemen here on stage who go by the name of IC Hawks in L.A. Give it up for IC Hawks in L.A. They're going to play a little something from In the Valley of the San Joaquin.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I see Hots in LA, everybody. Give it up. So one of the earliest city librarians of Los Angeles was a guy by the name of Charles Fletcher Lummis. I don't know if any of you have driven by his house on the 110 freeway, right off Avenue 43, Northeast LA, Highland Park. Any Highland Park in the house? So Lummis was like OG Highland Park. And one of the things he did, he was like one of the first A&R men before the industry really took off. And he set to it to not only record hundreds, over 700 Spanish, Mexican, and Native American folk songs from the Southern California area, but also record them on cylinders and then transcribe those recordings into a number of songbooks, the most famous of which was called Spanish Songs of Old California, published in 1923. So we thought it'd be important to take on one of these songs from the, this one's from the mid-1800s, called El Quelele, the White Hawk. And to help Ozo Motley bring this song to life tonight, we want to welcome to the stage a singer who grew up in Tijuana, Mexico, and is now based here in Los Angeles, actually in Northeast Los Angeles. Give it up for Ozo Motley and Ceci Bastida. Se llama Los Ángeles. So the more we kept digging through the sheet music stacks of the Central Library, the other kind of genre of song that we came across were songs we started thinking about as like the California is beckoning or calling me song. There's a lot of songs about California calling people to come west. It was the call of the West. Songs literally that were about how much California is calling me to come live there. Shadows in California were even calling you to come west. The poppies in California were just loudly, as poppies do, beckoning us to come to California. And even the moon, it wasn't just the sun, it was the moon, the beautiful California skyscraper moon that was beckoning people to come to California and Los Angeles. And one of the other groups we wanted to work with on this was a band that you probably have heard around town, seen around town, either in nightclubs or perhaps on street corners, at farmers markets. They do LA music from the bottom up, on the streets, on the corners, busking and improvising, playing with Balkan and early jazz musical histories, among many other things. And we asked them if they would tackle one of these California moon songs, one from 1920 called Strolling Neath the California Moon. Please give a very warm grand performances. Welcome to the Petrovich Blasting Company.
Come look, the moonlight is shining bright. Voices are calling for you tonight. Out in the open, the soft winds blow, wafting sweet breezes to and fro. Down in a cool sylvan dell, my love, where moonbeams streaming from up above, we'll watch the shadows dance on the stream. Come, let us stroll where it's all serene. Strolling neath the California moon.
Thank you.
Garbage Blasting Company, everybody, give it up. Thank you, guys. Beautiful. So, I know that you've all been either to the Central Library or one of the over 70 branches of the LA Public Library. So I'm sure you all know how important libraries are, not only to the whole city, to the multiple communities of Los Angeles, but especially to the young people and kids of LA. And not only because the libraries are full of books and librarians to help kids find those books, but because you can go to the library for help with your homework. You can go to the library for story time. And now, thanks to a collaboration with the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, this summer, the Central Library debuted a hot lunch summer program for kids. And in the first 2 weeks of that program, they fed over 600 young people in Los Angeles. So that's in part what tonight is all about. Not only these collections and archives, but about the spirit and energy and importance and vitality of the work that libraries do for Los Angeles. So to honor that, we're going to go back to the first Ozo record. That's right. But since it's been a while since these guys, well, you know what, let's be honest, Ozo's getting a little rickety, they're a little old. Their dance steps are a little, you know.
Slowing down.
Except for Will Dog, right, of course. How could I forget? So they need some young blood up here, don't you think? So please, welcome to the stage the hottest new dance troupe in Los Angeles, the St. Turribius Elementary School Dancers. Are you kids ready? In lieu of what Josh just said about us getting old, well, like my old thoughts and director used to say, if you're slowing down,
míralo, míralo, míralo,
ve cómo baila, cómo.
Next Generation.
You guys can bow again. Wave at everybody. Say bye. Say thank you. There you go. I'll take a super rock star bow.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys. How's everybody doing? Good? All right, so when we think of like the most iconic LA songs ever written, maybe the first one we think of is what? Like, I Love LA, maybe? If you're on the west side, but if you're on the east side, it might be To Live and Die in LA. All right. But those are fairly recent. One of the things we found in this collection is that there have been songs written about LA as LA anthems as early as 1876, when this song was written that you see up on the screen called The Wines of Los Angeles County. That was a huge hit. It was huge. It was box wines. Azure's favorite kind. That's right, the San Antonio winery represent. Then we had songs like Los Angeles, the Beautiful, or Los Angeles, Los Angeles, I'd Wish That I'd Come Before. This was written in Gardena. That's right. There was Los Angeles, Hurrah, and there was Little Old Los Angeles. And then a little bit later, in the 1950s, there's a song called Angel Town, and this song was actually the idea of an LA Times columnist by the name of Gene Sherman, who complained in his column every week that nobody had written a great LA song. So he hired two Hollywood songwriters, Ray Evans and Jay Livingston, and he asked them if they would write a song about LA. And they did. They wrote this one.
Isn't that where you live? Isn't that where your house is?
That's actually me.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's with Ceci too, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Let's bring it back to you. Here's Ogo Motley doing their version of still the official song of Los Angeles, Angel Town. Born in Los Angeles. All right, let's get specific. How many people were born in West Los Angeles? South LA? Come on, where else? Bell, maybe? How about Bell?
They're known for the corruption.
He even stole his joke. How about, is anybody here, more importantly, is anybody here born in East Los Angeles? I mean, has there really been a great song about being born in East LA? Oh, there has. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Cheech Marin!
I took a walk to the corner store just to buy a loaf of bread and a box of s'mores. I pulls a guy in a yellow van, a shiny gold vest flashing in his hand. He said,
"All right, all you Mohanos down here, I want you to hit the floor. And I got one thing to ask you and nothing more. So answer in English if you can. Where were you born, man?"
Where was I born?
That's right.
What are you, the host of Jeopardy, man?
Where was I born? That's right. I said, where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A., man.
Look here, El Fago. Watch my lips. I said, where were you born?
I was born.
United States of America.
everybody. Give it up.
East Side.
Oh, the Motley.
Oh, the Motley.
Songs in the Key of LA. We're going to take a very short break.
But before we take a short break, got to take a pee break. No. This is, are you enjoying yourselves tonight? Is this the coolest thing? I love LA. I'm a third generation Los Angelino. I was born 36 blocks down the street at 36 in San Pedro. And I appreciate every day I'm in LA. And I hope you guys appreciate the music that you've heard tonight, because it's free. But we need your support. So you're gonna see a lot of these red buckets around. And the bands get paid, the technicians get paid, the lighting crew gets paid, but you get to come in free. So out of the goodness of your heart, we need everybody that can to put some folding money in some of these red baskets. And then you can come next time and see another show for free. So help out the cause, because it's because of you that it survives. All right? All right. Folding money. We'll see you next half, okay? Take a short break. Orale. Thank you, Cheech Marin.
Thank you, Uncle Motley. We are taking a very quick 15-minute break on the lower plaza. There are sales tables. You can buy the LA Library's new book, Songs in the Key of LA. There's also Uncle Motley material CDs and other things on the lower plaza. There's an Omni bar here. We're going to take a quick 15-minute break. The restrooms for anyone who's never been here before are also on the lower plaza. Stella Rosa Wines is here. Big Man Bakes is here. We thank them all for joining us this evening. And we've got a great second half in store for you all. But let's give a hand to all of the artists who've been on stage already. We've had Sissy Bastida. We've had Oso Motley. We've had Cheech Marin and many more and more to come. Thank you. Surprises waiting for you. We are thrilled to see so many again, and thanks to all of you who were generous tonight and threw some bucks in the bucket. Reminder that tomorrow night is Nova Lima, Palenque Soul Tribe. Pick up brochures, give them to your friends, and tell them that there's three more weeks of summer free concerts here at California Plaza. We hope that your friends, your family will join you for these programs. So, are you ready for Act Two of Songs in the Key of LA? Well, great. Let's welcome back Oso Motley. Give it up for Rosa Motley one more time. Rob Gonzalez on piano and arrangements. Who knew that the official state song of California could be a slow jam? But that's when it was, 1913. That song was written right here in downtown LA by Francis Silverwood, who owned a clothing store, and Abraham Frankenstein, or Frankenstein, it's very touchy. We don't know which. We don't know which side. Who was the musical director of the orchestra at the Orpheum Theater in the early part of the 1900s. And they wrote this song that became the state song of California. And it was part of this thriving downtown LA music scene. If you can make it out, that's a shot from the photo collection of the LA Public Library of Broadway between 5th and 8th Street, where you've got Southern California Music Company, the Wurlitzer Building, the Platt Music Company, and the Orpheum Theater all on the same stretch of Broadway. So many of these songs come from that history of music in Los Angeles. But now, most of the songs, the early songs of Los Angeles, were actually not so much about the present. They were about the past, and not just any past, but a kind of mythical past of Los Angeles and Southern California, specifically the myths, the romantic version of the mission history in Southern California, the Spanish colonial mission system, which became kind of fodder for pop songwriting, if you can believe it. Song after song about missions, about mission bells, the San Gabriel Mission. Give it up, San Gabriel Mission. Living in the San Gabriel Mission? The Chimes of San Gabriel, lots of songs about the San Gabriel Mission. But of course, the queen of the mission myth was none other than Ramona, the half Native American orphan girl who was a character in a 19th century novel by Helen Hunt Jackson, who became the subject of multiple Hollywood adaptations and became the kind of poster girl of the romantic mission myth of Southern California, including a film made in 1928 starring none other than the Mexican actress, legendary Mexican actress, Dolores del Rio. So we thought, how are we gonna bring this song into some new shape and new life? And we thought, why not call up somebody who's got a long history here in LA, actually someone who grew up in Highland Park in Northeast LA, someone who is a veteran of the Ash Grove and the Troubadour, and someone whose solo records helped shape what many talked about as the sound of Los Angeles in the 1970s and onward into the present. It is my great, great honor to welcome to the stage the one and only Mr. Jackson Browne.
Thank you. Song of love, I press you and caress you and bless the day you taught me to care. I always remember the rambling rose you wear in your hair. When day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I dread the dawn when I awake and find you gone. I need you, my own. I day is done, you'll hear my call. Corona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I dread the dawn when I awake to find you gone. Corona, I need you. Yeah, thank you. My father was always talking about Dolores del Rio. Well, not always talking about her, but he dropped her name a few times. Also, I lived in a canyon that had one of her houses in it. I used to drive by all the time. I got a song here that my friends and I wrote about a part of Los Angeles that not everybody really sings about. And although everybody's been there, nobody's ever sure when they are there. It's kind of like a mythical state of mind as well as a sort of nebulous part of the geography. How many people have been to Culver City? How many people knew they were in Culver City when they were in Culver City? We're kind of in Culver City now, actually. So this is a song, we thought there should be a song about Culver City. This is called Culver Moon.
jumper from thy own decree, until the earth is inhabited by me.
I should have warned everybody that there's going to be a lot of magic tonight. Also, some surprises that you don't even know about yet. It's going to be good. Even better. On and on. So, Uli told me that if I wanted to get everyone to applaud, I should say something like, "Are there any Dodgers fans here tonight?"
Or, okay. Or how about just anybody who likes to go to Elysian Park? Or the Motley?
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Once again, we are Ozo Motley.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Is everybody ready to party? I said, is everybody ready to boogie down?
Yeah!
I want to hear all the girls and all the boys out there say,
yeah!
Here we go, this is dedicated to you, LA. To repeat right after me. Are you guys down? Over there, you down, Los Angeles? What about back over there in the back? Are you guys ready? What about over here? What about everybody in the rich people seats? Sing along. And if you can't sing along, just jingle your jewelry. You guys down? Are you ready?
So that was obviously a song about Elysian Park. And we've already heard songs about Culver City. And in the She Music Collection of the Central Library, there's songs about all kinds of different places and neighborhoods and areas within LA and Southern California. We got songs like Take Me Out to Venice. Lots of Pasadena songs. Long Beach songs.
LBC.
What else we got? Hollywood songs, of course. The Place, Hollywood, The Place. Lots of songs about Catalina Island and the wonderful world of Avalon. Anyone go to Catalina? I know that's Raul's favorite spot. Right, Raul? Catalina. He goes on his birthday, that's right. The cruise. Songs about San Bernardino.
Where?
But really, there's nothing like a good song about the SFV. From 1944, a Gordon Jenkins hit for Bing Crosby. This is Ozo's version of the San Fernando Valley.
Some people from all over. I know places like San Fernando, known as San Fer. Places like Pacoima, known as Pacas. Here we go, come on.
About different genres of LA songs. Well, here's my favorite, one of my favorite genres that we found in the collection of the Central Library. We call them, I left California, but I'm really an idiot because I never should have left California and I'll do anything to get back to California blues. And there's song after song like California and You. These are songs about people mostly missing somebody that they left behind. And they'll take the train to get back, because I'm going back to California, because that's where I belong. Or shoot me back to California land. Let me get on the train and head back west. And then probably the classic version of this in the collection is a song that is about somebody who left California and left his girlfriend behind, only to find out that she left him for his best friend while riding the train back to California. This is a family show, boys. Family show. This song was written in 1917, but Rob Gonzalez decided he wanted to change it up a little bit. So this is a special arrangement of When the Girl You Love Lives in California by Rob, and he'll be joined on the song by the singer of a band some of you might know here in LA. I'm just guessing. They're called La Santa Cecilia. Give it up for La Marisol.
This is... Yeah. I first just want to thank the guys for having me here tonight. How about a round of applause for these guys? I want to thank them to say thank you so much. And Josh. You guys too. Here we go. Took a California girl to win my heart. I bought the ring and everything. Then we fell apart. I kissed her goodbye at the train. Never heard from her again. I got a wire from a friend of mine out there. Told me of his marriage to this girl so fair. Now I don't know who to blame. Met up on a train. And the girl you love lives in California. Got a letter from that girl of mine. Said she separated from a Valentine. But she had the nerve to say she would be mine any day. Oh, a poet's touch, true love's always blind. Somehow I just cannot keep her from my mind. Just don't stand a chance to show. When the girl you love lives in California, just up in New York, it's a long way to go.
Oh,
Gonzalez, La Marisol, Oso Motley. Marisol, I want to talk to you now. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
We've been talking about all these places, and I want to talk about Olvera Street real quick. Now, you've got a special connection to Olvera Street.
Yes, I wasn't born there, like Oso jokes. I just grew up there. There was no babysitters, so you just hang out on the street, you know, when your parents are selling Mexican curios.
And you play music on Olvera Street. In fact, the part of the roots of La Santa Cecilia date back to your days playing on Olvera.
Así es. I met Pepe Carlos, our accordion player, when we were teenagers, awkward teenagers, taking care of our turfs on Olvera Street, playing all the traditional music, and now we're in a band together, representing Placita Olvera.
There it is.
And LA.
And so one of the songs that we found in the collection was this tune called Chiapanecas, which some of you might know is actually a fairly well-known Mexican instrumental dance song from Chiapas from 1924. But this song was actually used to advertise a restaurant and nightclub.
Café Caliente.
Who else could perform this song but La Santa Cecilia? Give it up, everybody. La Santa Cecilia doing Las Chiapanecas.
We love you. All of you. Welcome, amigos. Buenas noches. Bienvenidos to your favorite cafe, Café Caliente. Here in the heart of Los Angeles and Olvera Street. Let's start the fiesta. Vámonos.
Yeah.
Santa Cecilia, everybody. Thank you guys so much. Please welcome back to the stage, Ozo Motley, everybody. Beach in the house. We got any Sublime fans in the house. You know, LA, there's been much too much lounging and not enough dancing. Would you agree? I want to see some more dancing, y'all. I want to see hips moving. I want to see people making noise. And this next song is dedicated to one of the greatest bands from Long Beach, Sublime. This song is entitled April 29th, 1992. Go on. Bombs on two double gates. First spot that I hit was my music store. I got 40 night trains in for the door. That's the sound of the police as I step around the corner and I jet with ease. Next spot that I hit was the music shop. It took one slick shot to make that window drop. Finally, we got our own PA. Where you think I got this mic that you hearing today? Hey! Come on, bring it up, come on.
Come on.
everybody. So, when we were trying to put the songs together for tonight, there was a song that we all talked about a bit. A song called In the Land of La La. And I don't know if you guys know, but this is a song that's actually from one of the greatest artists in the history of American popular music, in the history of international global music, by Stevie Wonder. We were like, how are we gonna do this song? And the strangest thing happened. Because this night was about libraries, and because this night is about young people in Los Angeles, and because this is about communities and education, which we all know we need more of, more than ever before, Stevie Wonder said, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great, great honor to welcome to the stage living legend, Mr. Stevie Wonder.
It is truly my honor to come and do a song, that kind of stuff. I love you tremendously, and I hope you know that. So, it's an amazing thing. What happened was, I was in the doctor's office, my doctor, and there was a friend, a doctor friend of his, that came down to his office and said, hey, my son's doing this thing. And we're gonna do this thing this night. And they sent you to the song called Living in the Land of La La, of which I did do on the album In Square Circle. And he said, okay. I said, yeah, I did. So he says, so we want you to do the song. I said, well, I haven't done that song in 1,000 years now. I said, I haven't done it in a while. He said, well, this is, you know, to raise money for the public library and all that kind of good stuff. And I said, of course I'll come and do it. So we're gonna like do that, but what I figured I would do is I'm like pushing buttons and messing up. Hold on, let me work this out. So I figure what I would do is do another song before doing that song. A song that I actually wrote in Los Angeles. And I'm trying to get my monitor straight so they were on backwards. I'm trying to work this out, y'all. Sorry. I'm not hearing anything. This is really exciting. Gotta love it. So, I'm gonna not put this on until we get it worked out. I'll do it without the monitors, okay? So, I wrote this song, I'm gonna give you a little history. When I first wrote it, I just was trying to figure out how many ways could I say over. And, because as you know, I start off writing the melody and the music, and then I kind of come up with some words, and so I came up with these words for this song. And here we go. All my time, I've been building my castle of love.
just want to. Though you never knew, you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you not to see that I've got to throw my castle away on the dream.
I'm living in the la-la-la-la-la-la. Can we hit it?
No worries. Track. Boom.
Clap your hands. More track. Come on.
Close at hand, you could
went off. What's up? All right. You gotta love it.
Thank you.
God bless you.